It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, 650,000 more low-income people in Michigan have been able to get health care through the state's Medicaid expansion. The federal government has been picking up most of the tab for that, but the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act would change things a bit. Instead, the feds would give Michigan a flat amount of money based on how many people are currently enrolled in the program. What's the potential impact here?
Well, nothing good for people enrolled in the program. It certainly would mean less coverage. In addition, they want to no longer cover mental health and drug abuse problems. And with the heroin and fentanyl epidemic, a lot of people are concerned about that. But we don't fully understand the nature of this plan, and it's still working its way through Congress, and there may well be modifications. But the situation is not hopeful for people who got coverage as a result of Medicaid expansion.
It's been widely reported that the Trump administration's budget proposal would cut funding for Great Lakes restoration programs by 97%. This week, a coalition of more than 145 environmental and outdoor recreation groups spoke out against the proposal. They say these cuts would be catastrophic for the Great Lakes region, both environmentally and economically. Jack, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has a lot of bipartisan support in Michigan. Is it safe to say state lawmakers aren't going to take these cuts lying down?
It's hard to know. There are 5 Democrats and 9 Republicans among the congressional delegation. It'll be interesting to see how the 9 Republicans respond. Some of those, like Justin Amash, who is sort of a libertarian, and Tim Walberg, who is seen as sort of very far to the right, may not be on the side of the Great Lakes, but it staggers your mind to think what this could mean. I mean, there's not enough money being spent on the restoration now. We have these algae bloom problems in Lake Erie every summer. There's a dead zone in Lake Erie and other problems, the invasive species, of course, so I think there's a lot to worry about.
It looks like a federal lawsuit against Quicken Loans will be moving forward. The Detroit-based mortgage lending company has been accused of allowing agents to approve loans without verifying the borrower's incomes and asking appraisers to overvalue properties. Jack, Quicken Loans and its founder Dan Gilbert have a pretty big stake in Detroit's economy. Is this lawsuit reason to worry?
I think it would be more reasonable if the lawsuit wasn't going forward. We need to make sure we have honesty and best practices in these lending decisions. The judge did narrow the suit somewhat. It made it on a much narrower time period. Dan Gilbert says he will not settle, that he's going to insist on this going to trial. So he apparently believes he did nothing wrong. And I think, actually, if Dan Gilbert ends up being exonerated, it may actually help him and help the city, because it will be a clear indication that they're doing honest dealings. So I think this really should go forward, and it's a case of the federal government doing due diligence.
Jack, I'm sure our listeners have noticed that we've got you on the phone today, and that's because you're one of the hundreds of thousands who lost power on Wednesday after winds ripped across Michigan. Governor Rick Snyder said the scope of the storm is unprecedented, and he's activated the state's emergency response center. Utility officials say it could be early next week before everyone's power is back on. Jack, when you combine the wait time with the number of outages and the freezing temperatures, it's hard not to think about the 2013 ice storm that left so many in the dark for so long.
Well, this is a lot more people than that. The main consequence I remember of that is the head of the Lansing Board of Power and Light ended up losing his job for being out of town and not appearing, whether it's fair or not appearing sufficiently care. Rebecca, this reminds me more of the 2003 power outage that affected much of the northeastern United States for several days. And I think, as you know, the population continues to grow and we have these sort of climate change incidences, very odd, freakish climate, I'm afraid that we're going to see a lot more of those. And I hope this one is resolved before I have to finish burning my furniture.
Well, Jack, I hope you stay warm this weekend.
I will. I'll try not to inhale the fumes from that Naugahyde.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.